And Steve Yzerman, I know he said over the weekend he would have traded Bishop even if they were closer in the standings because he was looking for cap space. Do you believe that, or is it easy to say when you're 7 points out of the playoffs?
Well, it certainly is easier to say now, optics-wise. I mean, if they were in first place in the division and making a chance for another cup run, it'd be harder to trade a number one goaltender. It does make it easier when you are this far out of the playoff spot, and they do have some cap issues coming forward. And now that they have the luxury of having a guy like Andrei Vasilevsky behind to take a number one role, and Peter Buda, a capable guy who could fill in as a backup or take some starts here, they feel they're in a position to where they can save themselves some stress this summer by making sure all these bonuses are off the cap by this summer, and gives them time, flexibility to make some of these big moves in the summertime. We have RFAs like Johnson, Drouin, and Palat. So honestly, it's a tough day for a lot of Lightning fans who have seen both Ben Bishop and Brian Boyle, two fan favorites, leave the organization. But I think, you know, the writing was on the wall when they were this far out of the playoffs. Lightning tried to get something for nothing instead of losing both Boyle and Bishop for nothing in the summertime.
Now, Brian Boyle, I didn't know he'd played 100 games in the playoffs since 2011, the most in the National Hockey League. He's not a guy who produces a ton of points, but what is he going to help Toronto in the most?
Well, I think there's a lot of things. I mean, he's such a versatile player. He can play wing, he can play center, he wins faceoffs. He's filled in defensively when they lost a D-man during the games the last couple of years. And especially for a young team like the Maple Leafs, to have another veteran who's played that many playoff games, as you mentioned, who's been through a lot and who's won, that'll only be such a positive influence on all those kids and give them a chance for those playoff runs. You need guys like that in the room, and he provides that kind of leadership. He really stepped up a lot in the room when Stamkos and Callahan were out.
Who else do you see potentially being moved here in the next 48 hours from Tampa Bay?
It's hard to speculate without knowing anything specific, but I think if you're Steve Yzerman and know you have some cap issues going forward and you could find a way to move a salary like a Phil Pula or a Garrison that could free up some spaces somewhere, or if you decide you can't afford to keep all of Johnson, Palat, and Drouin, I think you take a hard look and see if you get some offers, let's say from a Nashville or a Anaheim that have needs for a top six player, and you find a match and get a top four D, I think that is something you consider too. So it's hard to know who would be next or who would be going, but there are a lot of options now with the last 48 hours till the deadline.
Do you see Johnson being back in Tampa Bay next year?
Hard to say right now. I mean, I think that they would ideal world love to keep him because he's a valuable player, one of the most clutch postseason performers that they've had the last number of seasons. But I think that's something that I think that there is a chance that he's not back here start next season. We're just with the salary cap and having to make some decisions going forward. A guy like Braden Point developing and emerging has definitely helped give them another guy up in the middle that they can step in if they need to do that and move Tyler. But that could be also a move that you look at doing in the summertime.
Yeah, because I look at – they don't have any other UFAs other than Luke Witoski on the back end, who's obviously, you know, more of a minor league guy than anything. So the only guy who's a UFA within the next 2 years who – you know, who is a big name, is potentially Valtteri Filppula, who is having a pretty good season there in Tampa Bay. I know that, you know, they've got a little bit of cap restrictions because of all their forwards up for contracts, specifically Drouin, Palat, and Tyler Johnson. So if they had to choose, let's say, between Filppula or Johnson on the makeup of the team, who do you think fits best?
I think Johnson fits best. I agree with you. Filppula's had a solid year, and, you know, he's produced in some offensive categories, and he's been known as a guy who's kind of shut down defensive type center in that respect. But I think Tyler Johnson plays that speed game and has so much skill, and it's hard to find, you know, top six or, you know, first or number one, number two centers in this league. And so that's a valuable asset to have. But obviously I think Johnson long-term, he's younger, would fit more in that plan. Whether they can afford him or not remains to be seen.
Joe Smith joining us from Tampa. And Joe, I'm sure that, you know, you might do this at the end of the season, but this has really been kind of a lost year for a Tampa Bay organization that many people expected them to be, pushing for the conference title once again. What's your thoughts, A, on Steven Stamkos? Do you think he'll play any games before the end of the regular season? B, how do you think they'll go about trying to improve their defense core in the offseason?
I think there is a chance that Steven Stamkos plays sometime at the end of this year. He was taking part of the optional morning skate today, his first time with some teammates, although there was only five or six of them on the ice this morning. He's making some good progress, and on target for that 4 to 6 month return, which the 4 month would be in mid-March, and there's some wiggle room there going forward. So I think there is a chance he plays this season. And in the off season, I think either next couple of days or the summertime, you're going to try to find a match using some of their top their excess and forwards, and try to pair that along with their prospects for a quality top four D. They got a prospect in the trade with Bishop, Eric Cernak, who they think can grow into a top four D eventually, but he's still years away. So I think you're looking for more of a close to ready, young, controllable defenseman who can fit that bill and be kind of a bridge from the Hedman Strawman pair down to the third pair.
Joe, we appreciate your time today. Thanks for this. We'll talk to you again soon.
No problem. Take care.
There's Joe Smith from the Tampa Times.